and welcome. It's hour number one of our radio program. We go to the NBA playoffs where the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Clippers played game two. And the Suns, yet again, proving that they are more lucky than good. Also, the play of the night in the NBA, DeAndre Ayton, a Maller exclusive. After thorough review, we have determined that DeAndre Ayton grabbed and tugged at the jersey of Zubats and pushed off. We'll give you the inside skinny. Nobody else has this content. We'll give it to you here in hour number one of the Ben Maller Show podcast format. And here it is. I didn't realize June was the season of giving, but the NBA, very generous in the NBA playoffs. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we bridge the gap coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is somewhat well in your life. We like to say that if you're listening to an overnight radio show, things cannot be going that bad. That's usually true. It's usually true. So our lead this hour comes from the Western Conference Finals, game number two. Game number two. As our caller from Chicago likes to say, the Suns and the Clippers. Now, Phoenix trying to take a 2-0 lead in this series. Many people thinking the Suns were going to blow out the Clippers. In fact, I heard that. Skip Bayless was like, Clippers could get blown out early in the game. But it was a closely contested contest. It came down to the wire. And the Clippers actually had a lead in the final second. The Suns, though, taking advantage of a mulligan and cashing in their chips. Another break goes the way of the Suns. Down by a point with less than a second remaining in the fourth quarter. An inbounds play after a lengthy pause. And Jay Crowder tossing the ball up to DeAndre Ayton. Very controversial play. I'll explain why in a minute. He barely, by a fingertip, was able to get the ball in. They call it a dunk. The tip of the finger over Zubats of the Clippers, tremendously kind officiating, and I certainly hope the seven Phoenix Suns fans and all the bandwagon Suns fans will purchase a nice gift to Scott Foster, Kane Fitzgerald, Curtis Blair, and Bill Kennedy, the four officials, as we like to call them there, the Keystone Cops. It was right out of the Keystone Cops. As Phoenix was out of timeouts, they were given an extra 10 minutes, it seemed like, a 10-minute timeout to draw up the final play. I'll bet you the Monty Williams coaching staff probably went through 7 or 8 plays before they decided on which final play to draw up. They had so much time, they could have run to Starbucks and gotten some coffee and come back, and the game still hadn't continued. But Phoenix ends up getting the victory by the hair on their chinny chin chin yet again is DeAndre Ayton. I'm going to go full Illuminati here. I watched this final play 7,000 different times, and I noticed, all right, I noticed that DeAndre Ayton should have been called for a foul. He grabbed Zubat's jersey and pushed off to get separation before the ball was inbounded. Watch it. Watch it. All right, even blind Scott and blind Emmett, our blind listeners and callers know that when that play at the very end there, Ayton, I'm watching it again. And Ayton comes over, he grabs the jersey, you can see the grab, and then the push. The push, 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 push. Before he gets separation. Without that, he's not able to get to the rim. Without that, he can't get to the rim. Did the referees call it? No. They didn't call it. So, Merry Christmas to the Phoenix Suns. A narrow escape. The Suns. Has there been a less impressive 2-0 series lead in the Western Conference Finals than the Phoenix Suns of 2021? I say no. Let us discuss. Now, the question, what are your takeaways? We're two games in to the Clippers-Suns Western Finals. What are your takeaways? Now, my thoughts, you've got footwear, reverse Moses, and Morse code. And we will tie all of these things together. Make the Baba Ganoush! We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. All right, so A, this game validated what I have been saying for weeks behind the bully pulpit here at Fox Sports Radio. My belief in the Suns, my hot take on the Suns, was spot on. This is not some juggernaut. And they could end up winning the championship, but they're not a juggernaut. We're talking about a team that needed a couple of fluke plays yet again to beat a damaged and broken Clipper team. I go back to previous statements, as they have proven correct. This team is lucky they're not that good. The Clippers played a D-level game, a D-level game, and had a lead with less than a second to go in the game. Wrap your mind around that. What an encouraging night for the People's Team. You can play like the stuff on the toilet at a rest stop on the Jersey Turnpike and still be in position to win a game on the road in a supposed hostile environment. And the Suns are like, well, they shoulda, they coulda, they woulda blown the Clippers to smithereens! Kaboom! If they're actually Goliath, they're not. Think about this. I went back and I did the math on this. The Suns shot 71% in the paint, the painted area. They outscored the Clippers by 30. They were plus 30 in the paint. The Clippers were reeling without all-star in his prime, all-NBA player Kawhi Leonard. Everything was rigged in favor of Phoenix for a cakewalk. And the spoiler alert, we know it didn't happen. They didn't dominate this game by any stretch of the imagination. Even the biggest lapdog Suns apologist cannot say, well, that was a domination situation. No, it wasn't. And I say, look at the footwear. I say, look at the footwear. This Phoenix team, they're not wearing Nikes or Adidas or Reebok. You know what they're wearing? Glass slippers. And we all know. We all know how that story ends when you wear the glass slipper. Everyone's seen that script, right? We all watched that when we were kids. Cinderella's glass slipper turns back into a crappy shoe at midnight. Now, when's the clock going to turn to midnight? That's the open question. Now, part B of this. If you paid close attention, like I did. Maybe you didn't. I watched the game for you. This game, if you were having laser-like focus, you are well aware that Phoenix is actually in some trouble here. And now, before I tell you why, I must give Paul George a pep talk. Paul George needs a patented Maller pep talk. He had wobbly legs for much of the game. But there is no excuse. There is not a single excuse on God's green earth to miss two foul shots with 9 seconds left. And you go up by three in that point, you insulate yourself in the fourth quarter. And Paul George misses three foul shots in the fourth quarter, five in the game. You lost by one. You missed five foul shots. You're the headliner. You turned down charity. You were at the poorhouse. They offered you some nice clothing and a place to sleep and a couple of meals, and you said, I don't want the charity. What are you, Ben Simmons? Are you Shaquille O'Neal? Is it going to be Hack a George? Knock it off! Now grow some hair on your chest. Make those shots! It's ridiculous. And PG-13, you get to wear the dunce cap on the way home. Do better. Be better. You just left the car on with the keys in the ignition and the door open in the driveway and then seemed gobsmacked when somebody drove away with your car. All right, now, regardless of that, let me go back to my point here. As far as Phoenix being in some trouble, all right? And again, I go back to my point. You have the dumb fan. You have the knowledgeable fan. The knowledgeable fan knows this. As a distant relative of the great Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus, you mark my words, the Clippers are going to come back. They're going to tie this series. They'll win the next two games, guaranteed. Then we'll revisit this and see how the series goes the rest of the way. But it is going to add another layer of mystique to what is a magical run. And I am seeing off in the distance there. I'm looking ahead. You know what I'm seeing? The reverse Moses is what I'm seeing. In 1983, before we were all paying attention, there was a basketball player who had a biblical name, Moses Malone, and he was playing in Philadelphia, and he famously said, foe, as he predicted correctly, the 76ers would sweep their way to the championship. Well, the Clippers need Patrick Beverley, the glue guy, to yell out, 0-2, 0-2, 0-2 is what they need to yell out, because that's the road the Clippers have paved here. They've already gotten through the Mavericks and the bad-tuned jazz band in Salt Lake, and now they will cool off the Suns is what they're going to do. And this is another situation. You look at the ingredients here for a magic carpet ride type fairy tale. All right, last word here, last word. So what leads me to be Benny Brightside on this? You know, I'm not your typical run-of-the-mill negative sports radio blowhard. I'm Benny Brightside, and I'm going to tell you why. All right, the Clippers are the boxer. We mentioned the feeling out process in previous episodes of the show, and I want to go back to that because they were throwing pretty much jabs. I mentioned a D-level game. A D-level game. You had a one-point lead less than a second ago. You played a D-level game. Still had a chance. Not only to win game two, but game one. Very reminiscent of what happened against the Utah Jazz. A better team during the regular season, the Utah Jazz and the Phoenix Suns. And same deal. In fact, it was actually closer. The Clippers were in better shape against Phoenix than they were against the Utah Jazz in that opening round. And you had altitude in Salt Lake and all that. But now, when the Clippers get back to L.A., they will bring out, forget the jabs, haymakers. And if you have to, bloody knuckles. Ty Lue started to figure out. You saw it in the late stage of this game. Coach Ty Lue and his staff started to figure out the dots and the dashes of the Morse code. And the Clippers, defensively, while the Suns had their way in the paint, Phoenix, from the outside, took 40 shots outside the paint. They only made 11. They shot less than 30% shooting outside the painted area. That is tremendous defensive integrity against the perimeter game of the Phoenix Suns by the Clippers defense. Specifically, the noise you heard was Devin Booker falling off the map back to Realityville for the Suns and all that. Slobber, slobber, slobber over Devin Booker. Shove it up your tuchus. All right, the sequel was not the equal. Booker sucked at a time you cannot suck. He got bailed out because the officials helped out Monty Williams and DeAndre Ayton had that push-off for the dunk. But if you look at that Devin Booker performance, he followed up a triple-double with 20 points on 16 shots. He had 7 turnovers, more turnovers than rebounds, more turnovers than assists. In fact, he had as many turnovers as rebounds and assists, I think, combined. Might have one more total in that category, but he was disheveled. All right, and Patrick Beverley, the glue guy, like a human octopus, his tentacles were all over Booker. He was getting into the head of Devin Booker, and that pretty boy, right? He hangs out with the Kardashian clan, that punk Devin Booker. He looked like he had been in a street fight with a chainsaw by the time he got done with Patrick Beverley, and that is a harbinger of things to come. The Suns are in trouble. They are in trouble with a capital T. Anyway, all right, so the Ben Maller Show on Fox, and let's hear now from some of the key participants. We'll start out with Ty Lue, the Clipper coach, who's having a deja vu type moment with the NBA playoffs.
We had a chance to win the game. You know, they won on a tip in, and now we got to go home and take care of business. You know, they won 2 games on their home floor. We understand that. We've been in this position before, even though we hate it. But like I said, our guys fought and competed, and they made a big play at the end.
Yeah, I don't say you hate it because if you hated it, Paul George would have made a foul shot. If you hated it, you don't puke it up at the end there and allow the officials to have a 10-minute siesta and Monty Williams could go back through his coaching manuals and figure out which play he wanted to run, and it was ridiculous. All right, here's more from Ty Lue pointing out he didn't want to throw Paul George under the bus, but everyone knows what he meant here when he points out the Clippers had an opportunity and they didn't cash it in.
We let one get away. You know, that's how we felt. But the confidence of his team hasn't wavered. You know, guys just said, all right, we got to go home now. And they was in good spirits. So, like I said, we fought hard. We played, good enough to win this game. You know, unfortunately, it happens. And we just got to move on, get ready for game 3.
Yeah. All right, now, the man that had a protein spill at the end of the game. Now, if you've ever been to Disneyland, they don't. No one ever has puked at Disneyland. They call it a protein spill. It's more politically correct there. But the man that needed the barf bag at the foul line there, Paul George, and he is not letting you see him sweat.
If I know this team correctly, the fight we have, you know, going into game three and the fight that we have to believe that, you know, we're going to change the series. That's who we've been and that's who we are. And so I'm very confident in our group. And, you know, fact of the matter is they did what they were supposed to. They won their two games on their floor. We got to go home and protect our house.
Yeah. Notice he said he's confident in the group, but not necessarily himself, because if he was confident in himself, he wouldn't have been queasy at the foul line there. And we were all nauseous watching that. But if you did bet on the Clippers, you won the bet if you had the point spread involved in that. So the Clippers did win, and that's very important for the gambling world that we all live in. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on any of this, we'll take your phone calls. You can join the festivities at 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. Get real-time feedback. We might even read your comments on the air. Of course, we look at tweets like art at the Louvre. We determine what the meaning was. You know, everyone has a different perspective on those tweets. But you can send them in if you want. And at Ben Maller. Also on Instagram, Ben Maller on Fox. Follow me over there, just like your favorite booty model. And your Facebook page, Ben Maller Show. Well, a player that has a cult following in the NBA went viral during the postseason. Let's just say a player that historians like a lot has a mugshot now. Say what? What? A Laker arrested? We'll get to the bottom of it. We will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
If you're with us all night long, we'll have Too Much or Not Enough coming up later. Cooking with Roberto, Password, The Word, Game of the Stars. Next hour, Maller to the Third Degree. Well, we began the hour talking about the NBA playoffs. And I hope the referees are treated very nicely. Nobody's going to have to pay for drinks. Extra 10-minute timeout for Monty Williams to call up the final play there. Just tremendous. Yeah, these officials were crying. They were like, how can we help the Suns out here? We can't have the Suns lose game two. Unbelievable.
Hey, the Clippers also got the ball back, though.
Devin Booker. How about Devin Booker taking a dump right at center court there? And the NBA media cartel was like licking this guy's toes. They were sucking the gunk underneath his toenails out, how great Devin Booker was. Are we going to hear that same kind of commentary now after that performance in Game 2? P.U., who stinks?
And yet the Clippers still lost.
Devin Booker. They didn't really lose the game. That was a great loss for the Clippers. As I pointed out, you have a one-point lead. Paul George played a terrible game. The Clippers are without an all-NBA player in his prime in Kawhi Leonard, and you had a lead with a second to go. And yet again, are you going to fall
Booker
for that
had
draft?
A terrible game, just like
yes,
you
because
said.
Of if Patrick Beverly. Well, like because of does, Patrick Beverly.
No. Come on.
No, Patrick Beverly's a human octopus. He's got tentacles all over. He's in the head. And that, let me tell you something.
He just
that
had
guy,
a bad game.
That guy,
Patrick
Devin
Beverly.
Booker,
no
is
way.
Mentally weak. All right. Devin Booker is a Mr. Softy. He hangs out with the Kardashians.
And Ruben
he's
Patterson
a softball player.
Also,
that
yeah.
guy's a lightweight. Patrick Beverly's going to eat his lunch the rest of this series. Big Rig Rob writes in, says, Ben, that game, the NBA playoff game, was a visual depiction of grand larceny. The game was stolen from the people's team and given to those ingrates in the desert. That timeout was so long, my wife and I conceived and she birthed my fourth child. Big Rig Rob says, from the highways and byways of the Evergreen State. He also signs off with his famous F. Altuve, F. Altuve. Right there. Right there. All right. Yes. Altuve! 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 All right, so James... The Machinist, James the Machinist in the Twin Cities writes in, says, Ben, no reason to be worried at all. The Clippers have been practicing load management for the entire playoffs so far, winning when they must. Another seven-game series seems inevitable. More games equals more ad revenue. Ding, 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 ding. Yes, I believe that is a correct statement. Absolutely correct statement. Eric says, with all that being said, CP3 hasn't played yet either. Yeah, listen, you don't realize what you're going to get with CP3. I lived through it with Lob City. He will break your heart. He lives in the Heartbreak Hotel, Chris Paul. He finds a way to F it up at the most inopportune time. And if you think that Chris Paul is the savior for the Phoenix Suns in the late stages of a playoff series, you're insane. It's one thing to beat up the weak-ass Denver Nuggets B-Squad and the old Lakers, the old brittle Lakers, with aging LeBron James, washed-up LeBron, who said he was going to put that team on his shoulders and couldn't do it, unlike Paul George, who was more of a tough guy than LeBron this year in the playoffs anyway, because he put his team on his back. And then Anthony Davis, always injured and all that. Anyway, all right, Chuck of L.A. writes in, says PG-13 will bounce back. Clippers in six, Chuck of L.A. says. Well, thank you, Matt. Well, I think this is a perfect night because the Clippers showed the Suns aren't really all that good. They had a chance playing a D game to beat Phoenix on the road when everyone thought the Suns were going to blow the Clippers out. But it's even a better night because the Lakers have a bunch of punks on their team, criminals. Alex Caruso, when I think of a thug, an NBA thug, I think of Alex Caruso, who has been arrested.
Who?
Alex Caruso has been arrested. And I want to thank the... I was up to like 17 different people who emailed me different versions of the story that were bouncing around social media. And we do not do an NBA book'em. That's only an NFL book'em. But, boy, this would have been a big, big point maker. A Laker guard, Alex Caruso, has been arrested deep in the heart of Texas. And, man, what a dummy. If you're going to smoke dope, don't you have to know what the local laws are? I mean, does he just think that because he plays for a team in California that marijuana is legal everywhere? Because it's apparently not. Wow. I guess he was – you think he was listening to that I Just Want to Get High song when the police pulled him over and said, hey, we got to talk there. We got to chat. Will he be suspended by the NBA? No, he's a Laker. He won't be suspended by the NBA. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment for the Lakers.
What's wrong with your Clippers?
Can't LeBron keep his teammates under control? I mean, arrested for possession of weed and drug paraphernalia. Unbelievable. Absolutely. I mean, he lives in Manhattan Beach. He went to he was arrested by Texas A&M police, and that's where he played college ball. So I guess he was going back to hang out with his college friends, have a good time there, and he got popped. That's it. Oh, look at that. Looking at his the jail records. You can get that. The internet, great. You can get the jail records there. Alex Caruso. Man.
What a joke. What a joke of a state.
I agree. He's an embarrassment, Alex Caruso.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Lakers should release him. Well, he's a free agent, right?
Isn't listen to you talk to about the Lakers. Else? You are the embodiment
of...
Well,
it's a story. He got arrested. If he didn't get arrested, I wouldn't talk about it, Coop. Keep your guys out of jail, Coop. Keep your players out of jail. How about that?
You're the embodiment of that meme of the guy that's crying behind the smiling mask.
Yeah.
That's you right now.
You know what Alex Caruso needs to do? He needs to work on his jump shot because he disappeared like many of those other Laker frauds in the playoffs against the Suns. Instead, he's out there smoking weed. How about you work on your jump shot? How about that?
Yeah, great free throws by Paul George. Playoff P.
Yeah. Again, we've moved on, Coop. We're talking about a Laker player arrested. How embarrassing is that for the Lakers? I think the franchise value is going to go down now.
Who cares?
This is so embarrassing.
What a non-story.
It is a huge story, Koopaloo.
It is a complete Alex
Caruso
story.
Just
and you're
announced
bringing it up to make yourself feel better about yet another choke
job. He's a moron. The guy's taking dope to a college campus. What an idiot. I mean, is he? Does he have an IQ at all?
Could you imagine marijuana on a college campus?
You can't do it. Not at Texas A&M. He went there. You think he'd know the local laws? He went to college there.
Yes, I'm sure there's no other marijuana on the Texas A&M campus.
No, apparently not. Boy, what?
He tried to board a plane. That's why he got arrested.
What a disgrace.
It had nothing to do with having it in the...
What is still wrong with the Clippers?
What a disgrace. He was arrested by Texas A&M University Police, and he was booked and then released on Tuesday. And what a... Just a joke. I mean, this is a dark moment for the Laker franchise. This is really, really embarrassing.
Okay.
And the fact that you don't see that, Koopa Loop, you're covering it. You're such a fanboy. And historian, you're covering up for a...
How long did it take you to put on your clown makeup before the show?
No, I'm just giving the facts. I'm spitting out facts. See, your problem, Coop, is you're a big fan of rom-coms. Your favorite movie of all time is Clueless. That's your problem, Coop. That's a bad job by you. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we will take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You are now free to move about the cabin or the association. We'll get to that, but right now over to Eddie Garcia we go. Get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight.
Thanks, Ben. We'll start with the NBA playoffs, where Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals came down to the wire. Suns edge the Clippers 104-103.
Stop clapping, Ben.
DeAndre
Ayton. Coop, that's embarrassing, Coop. I mean, come on. You're... Really? Hey, by the way, Eddie, why didn't you lead? Alice Caruso, NBA player, arrested in Texas.
Eddie, can you give us that score again? I think I missed it.
Not many, is that people, on your, not many people know who he is or care who he is.
And wow. It's, you know, like, wow. Eddie, that's why people don't trust the media. Guys like Garcia who cover up for NBA punks who get arrested.
I know what the big stories are of the day. Apparently you don't.
That's a big story. 17, 18 people sent me that story. Ben, did you see? Caruso got arrested.
Yeah, nobody cares. Phoenix DeAndre Ayton with the alley-oop on the inbound play with 7 tenths.
He pushed off, Eddie. He pushed off.
You sound ridiculous.
Watch the replay, Eddie. He pushed off before the ball was inbounds. Referees swallowed the whistle. Bad job by them.
You sound like
that
a should child.
Have been. No, I don't sound like a child, Eddie. I sound like someone that actually watches. You don't
like
even watch these games, Eddie.
Baby.
You were watching
actually,
some crappy hockey
I
game.
Did watch
you were
the
watching
end of this
game.
Game.
Bull crap. You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You've not watched a basketball game since short shorts were in vogue in the NBA.
I flipped over after the hockey game and.
Oh, you flipped over. Yeah, I'm sure you
what
did.
We need
you're
in
lying.
The NBA?
Your nose is growing, Pinocchio.
It isn't. You can ask me anything you want about the final, I don't know, half hour of that game, which was only on like a few seconds.
Because I'm sure I could ask you anything.
So many effing replays. I don't know how you guys watch that.
He texted us immediately after it ended, so he's telling the truth.
I didn't get any text from him. I don't know what you're
Cameron Payne, 29 points for Phoenix.
I'm looking. I don't see any text from Eddie Garcia.
I didn't say he texted you.
I didn't text you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We also had not only the Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, but the always exciting NBA Draft Lottery. Congratulations to your Detroit Pistons, who won the NBA Draft Lottery. They'll have a chance to pick number one in the upcoming draft. The Houston Rockets will select second, and the Cleveland Cavaliers will pick third. I saw Ben Simmons, Fear the Fro, was representing the Pistons there at the Draft Lottery, although
Did you get that, Eddie? Roberto? Did you? You're going to use
Ben
that
Simmons.
As a drop?
Yeah.
You just sorry. Said, Ben Wallace.
Wow.
Ben
Mr. Wallace. Basketball guy over there.
Yeah. I'm sure Roberto will play that many times ago. Over. Ben,
no, of course
Ben,
not, because it's a mistake by
Ben
you.
Wallace,
so it'll be lost. Oh, I couldn't edit that, Ben. I don't know what happened. We lost the tape.
Yeah. No Fro, though, for Fear the Fro anymore. I don't know. You got
He's an old man, back. Ben Wallace. What do you
but
want from him now?
Your nickname is Fear the Fro. Shouldn't you continue to have the Fro?
No, you think James Harden, when he's done with the NBA, when he's like 65 years old or whatever, Ben Wallace is not that old, but you think he's going to keep the beard forever?
Absolutely.
He should.
No,
I mean, it's his nickname.
No,
he grew the beard because he's ugliest sin.
I know that. I saw the photos from Arizona State. But you, who's that? Remember that crazy nut job relief pitcher for the Giants? Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson, yeah.
He shaved off the beard. He was known for that, you know, the facial hair and all that. He got rid of it when he was done. Nobody recognizes it. You know, the one guy that can't, remember that Birdman? Remember that NBA guy? Remember Birdman, like the human tattoo guy?
I'm guessing that he can't, you know.
Yeah, there's no way out of that.
No,
yeah.
He'll be that guy forever.
Yeah. He's got the colors of the rainbow. It's wild, man. He really loves the tattoo.
Clearly.
Yeah. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on, chopping down the overnight hours and talking some NBA postseason here in hour number one. To the phones we go, and let's say hello to Wayne in Mizzou. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, Ben.
How Eddie, you doing, Wayne?
Roberto. Coop. Welcome. Look, hey, Ben, man, settle down. You know, of all the years I've listened to you, I have never heard you so animated about a game tonight.
Well, listen, Wayne, you've been listening to me for a long time, and I always appreciate when you call. You're one of the few positive people that calls the show. A lot of negative Nellies that call up here and trolls and punks. But I enjoy your phone calls, Wayne. But do you want me to come in here and just be like Mr. Passive? Who the hell wants to, you know, who wants that? That's down the dial. That's our competitors are boring. Who wants to be boring?
I know, no, and by gosh, you're not boring. All the years I drove, when I was driving over the road, man, you made my night. You made my night. But I'm just messing with you. You know, I just, boy, you.
It's all right, Wayne. It's all right, Wayne. What do you got for me, though, buddy? What do you got?
Man, you got real mule lip tonight on that. It's just game two. No problem.
It's the Western Conference Finals, and it's, you know, every game matters, Wayne. No days off. No days off.
I know. It gets dicey, gets down to the nitty gritty. But anyways, I just wanted to call and check in.
All right.
Well,
I'm glad you're alive, Wayne. We love you. I always look forward to taking your phone call. Check in more often.
One more thing.
Oh, no.
That cow chase on the L.A. freeways tonight.
Were you
aware of that?
No, there's a car chase every day around here.
I don't know.
This was a cow chase.
I didn't see the cow chase.
Anyway,
where was the cow chase?
Well, I heard about it on the previous radio show.
Was Lizzo running around or something? What happened?
No, it was on Harmon and Smith was talking about it.
Who? They were doing play-by-play on a car chase?
No, it was a cow chase.
A cow chase.
C-O-W,
okay.
Yeah. And okay. I was just wondering if John Cena was out front riding a purple one.
With MailChimp's record.
Wow. Wow, what was that?
I don't know.
Who goofed? I've got to know.
I just looked it up, though. Apparently, there were some cows loose on the streets in Pico Rivera.
They have cows in Pico Rivera?
I mean,
where the hell are there cows in Pico Rivera?
Running right down the street. Apparently, I'm watching video of it right now.
Somebody has pet cows?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's weird.
What the hell?
Oh, God. And all these news outlets trying with the puns here. These cows wanted for heinous crimes are hoofing it from the police.
I typed in the video. I got the video up here. I have some friends that work in local news. TV stations love stories about animals. Like when a bear comes down from the hills and goes through the garbage, they love it. It's a gold mine. Stories about dogs, they can't get enough of it. It's like the perfect story. This is TV news porn, to have a dog running or a cow running around. Where'd it come from, though? Did it like jump off a truck or something?
Well, I don't know. I know they have a rodeo like sports arena there, Pico Rivera.
They do?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
long is this
yeah.
sound bite?
What is going on? It's on Noah's Ark we recorded that, actually. We got all the animals.
Roberto, did you turn off my soundbite?
Yeah. I was like, how long is that, Eddie?
It's a YouTube video of cows.
Oh, okay.
Do you think the cows realized they were being chased? Do you think they?
Probably not.
They're cows. Why would they?
The cows escaped a nearby slaughterhouse.
Good for them. Save them.
Run free, cow.
I mean, if they were smart enough to get away, let's let them live. Let's, like, you know, they pardon the turkey every year.
They're going to Chick-fil-A.
Kill the other ones, and they were too dumb to escape. But the ones that got away, let's let them live.
You imagine you're at the butcher house and you put, you know, about to slaughter the cow. You're like, hey, what happened to the cow? It's running down the avenue.
It says at one point the owner of the slaughterhouse attempted to rope one of the cows, and the cow charged and knocked the owner to the ground.
Good.
Look at that. He's fighting for his life, for God's sake.
Fight or flight, right?
Oh, this
there.
This is sad, and I'm probably going to eat them next week at Carl's Jr. Yeah,
and they'll be delicious. Wonderful. Now, if you're the police officer, and you know you got, like, every TV station in L.A. is recording you chasing a cow. Like, you get the cow, what are they? I don't think the cow will fit in the back of the police car, right? They can't handcuff the cow. Like, what do they do with the cow?
Good question.
All right, anyway. It is the best. See, that's what happens. I'm so locked in on these sports, I don't even pay attention to a cow chase. I missed the cow chase because I was watching the sports. Bad job on me. I'm a bad talk show host. Shame on me for watching sports. What am I thinking? All right, anyway, here's the Who Am I game. Here we go. And we'll do hockey to pacify Eddie. Tampa Bay Lightning.
We will?
Well, no, I'm doing the MLB pick-up coming up, but the Who Am I game. Keep your panties on, Eddie. The Who Am I game. Here we go.
I'm not Rob Parker.
Okay. Tampa Bay's Braden Point became the second player in NHL history to score a goal in 8 consecutive games within a single postseason. I was the first to do it. Who am I? The answer. And the MLB pick'em. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Yeah, I feel like smoking some Mary Jane right now. Wow, I don't remember that, but okay. Now, live.
You're like Alex Caruso of the Lakers.
Yeah, not so much. And now live in the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I don't know about that. Rob in Vegas says, Alex Caruso is an embarrassment to the Caucasian race. His arrest is so damaging to the Lakers brand that Jeannie Buss is going to have to apply for another COVID business loan. Oh, that is outstanding. All right, time now for the Who Am I game. Lightning, we'll do hockey. Tampa Bay's Braden Point becoming the second player in NHL postseason history to score a goal in 8 consecutive games within a single postseason. I was the first to do it. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Who else? Let's see. Who do we have? Eric is going with Bernie Kosar. He says, I saw you talking about my brownies on the dark side of football. Well, thank you. I'm glad that episode is airing now. Jimmy from Maine says, Ben Poopy Pants Bishop. Die, diarrhea. That's from Jimmy from Maine. We have Reggie the Rifle Leech, guest by Maller Prop Guy. George the Animal Steel from Rob in Vegas. The Real Martin at the airport in Denver is going, Urban Meyer. Alf, the alien opiner from Springfield, Mass., says Al Cowlings being chased by the police. Who else do we have? Paige Goofy from David, who knows where all the good restaurants are in Seattle. The Palm Desert Rat checks in with Happy Gilmore. Yinka Dare from Luke, the vending guy. Brutus the Barber Beefcake from Attila, driving his truck around in parts unknown. Jason in Denver is going with Joe Sakic as his selection. Keith Kachuk from Chris in Des Moines. Who else do we have? Paige down here. Nick Castellanos from Just Josh. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I actually thought it was Reggie Leach of the Philadelphia Flyers. Somebody guessed that earlier.
Well, sorry to tell you, Eddie. You are correct. No, it's right. It is Reggie Leach.
Ah,
Reggie
Roberto. Leach.
There you go. From the Broad Street Bullies. 1976. And Reggie Leach also, as you know, Eddie, he won the Conn Smythe Trophy despite the Flyers losing one of those Stanley Cup finals to the Canadiens. And he is the only non-goaltender to be a playoff MVP in a losing effort. But you knew that, Eddie. Time now for, here we go. It's time for the MLB Pick'em. And with the first pick on the clock, Roberto.
Let's go with Brandon Woodruff.
All right. Give me Shohei Ohtani. Eddie.
Pitcher or hitter?
Both.
No, you can't do both.
You can't have both.
Pitcher. Eddie.
I'll take Kevin Gossman of the Gigantes.
Cool. Back-to-back. Hurry up.
Well, I'll take Trevor Bauer. And
right. He's not cheating anymore. He's in trouble.
I'll take Acuna Jr.
Eddie.
Let's go with Adam Duvall of the Marlins.
Right. Jinx on Fernando Tatis Jr. Roberto.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
One more.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Nick Castellanos.
Shohei Ohtani, the hitter.
Jesse Winker.
All right. Coop doesn't get a last pick then.